not sexy. It's not exciting. The advice that spreads is the tactical stuff. Post more, show up on this platform, use this hook formula. And that advice is not wrong. It's just the final step, not the first one. What I've built my entire business around is making sure people understand the whole picture. Because when business owners have the right structure and those key foundations in place, results no longer feel like luck. They start feeling earned, expected even. Hello and welcome to From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm your host, Nikki Hutchison, and I'm delighted you're here. Today's episode is one I've wanted to record for a long time. It gets to the heart of something I see every single week in my inbox, on discovery calls, inside my communities, anywhere that conversations are happening, and even in conversations I had with myself in the earlier years of running my businesses. And it's this. There are a lot of hardworking, talented, capable business owners out there doing everything they've been told to do and still not getting booked. And that's more than frustrating. It's really demoralizing because when you're putting in the work and the results aren't matching your effort, the conclusion that most people jump to is that there's something wrong with them. Their niche is too crowded, their content isn't good enough, their offers aren't great, they're just not cut out for being a business owner. So I want to tell you clearly and directly, that is not what's happening. What's actually happening is there's a problem with your foundations. And today we're going to get into exactly what that means and work out how you can solve it. You decide to get serious about your marketing. You start posting consistently, showing up on Instagram, putting things out on LinkedIn, maybe even growing an email list. You invest time in your content. You follow the advice. You do the things. And for a while, it feels good. The posting feels productive. You get some likes, the occasional comment, a few new followers, but the phone isn't ringing. The inquiries are not coming in. And after a few weeks of solid effort with nothing much to show for it, the motivation starts to drain away. But the problem isn't content. The problem isn't even consistency. Those things matter, and yes, you're right to prioritize them. But what's missing is a layer that nobody told you needed to be included. Over the years, working with hundreds, if not thousands, of business owners and running my own businesses, I've identified six areas that every fully booked business has in place. And the thing that makes this interesting, and maybe even a little bit uncomfortable, is that most businesses I work with, when we start, they're missing at least two or three of them, sometimes more. And the thing that trips most people up is that the gaps are rarely obvious. Nobody comes to me saying, I haven't thought about my brand at all. What they say is, I have a logo, I have colors, I post regularly, and they believe the brand piece is handled. But brand is not your logo. Your brand is what people think, feel, and say about you when you're not there. It's whether someone can articulate in one sentence what you do, who you do it for, and why you're the one they should choose. Most businesses can't pass that test. Their brand exists, but it's not doing the work that it needs to do. Another huge issue is positioning and messaging. Business owners assume that because they know who they're targeting, these two things are clear. But there's a huge difference between knowing who your ideal client is and actually speaking to them in a way that makes them feel seen and heard. The most common thing I hear from business owners who join my programs is, I knew who I was talking to, I just didn't know how to talk to them. That's a problem with relevance, and it shows up in content that gets engagement, but no inquiries. Then there's the business model piece. This is the one that surprises people most. You can have a strong brand, sharp messaging, a consistent content strategy, and still struggle financially because your business model isn't designed to generate reliable revenue. The way you've structured your offerings, your pricing, your delivery, these things either make sales feel easy and natural and regular, or they make every month feel like starting from zero again. A lot of business owners are working incredibly hard inside a business model that's working against them, and they don't even realize it. So the reason that you're not getting booked is not that you're not trying hard enough. The missing piece is almost never effort. What I see again and again when someone finally gets these foundations right is that everything shifts. And it shifts fast. Not because they're doing more, usually they're doing less, they're just more focused. The content they were already creating starts to convert. The offer that wasn't selling starts to sell. The audience that was scrolling on by starts to pay attention. Nothing dramatic changed on the outside, but what changed was the structure underpinning it all, the foundations. Something that I find genuinely frustrating about the marketing education space is this. The stuff that actually moves businesses forward is not the stuff that goes viral. Nobody shares a post about brand positioning, mainly because most people don't even know what that is or how important it is. Nobody screenshots a reminder to review their business model. It's not sexy. It's not exciting. The advice that spreads is the tactical stuff. Post more, show up on this platform, use this hook formula. And that advice is not wrong. It's just the final step, not the first one. What I've built my entire business around is making sure people understand the whole picture. Because when business owners have the right structure and those key foundations in place, results no longer feel like luck. They start feeling earned, expected even. Over the next few episodes, I'm going to walk you through exactly what those six foundations are. It's going to be specific and practical, the kind of content you'll want to listen to with a notebook in hand. And if you're ready to make some real, tangible improvements to your business, then from the 10th of March, I'm also running the Get Fully Booked Experience. It's a fresh 2026 take on the online challenges I've run in the past. The Get Fully Booked Experience is a free live event and it lasts a week. It includes 3 days of learning, each one designed to leave you with something real and impactful for your business. Not notes that you'll never look at again, but actual outputs. But more than that, there are accountability sessions, get it done sessions, a private podcast feed, peer support rooms, and even an in-person option if you want to forge the strongest of connections with me and the other people inside the experience. The whole thing kicks off on Tuesday, the 10th of March, and you can register now at nikkihutchison.com/FBC. I'll tell you more about the Get Fully Booked Experience in the coming weeks, but if you've been doing all the right things and still feel like something's missing, then it's for you. And if today's episode resonated, if you recognized yourself in any of what I've described, I want you to know that you're not behind. You're not failing. You're not lacking something the successful people have. You're simply missing information that nobody has shared with you yet. The six key foundations you need to succeed. And that's totally fixable. That's what I'm here for. I'll be back with the next episode on Friday at 7 a.m. when we're going to go through each of those six foundations one by one, and I'm going to help you work out which ones are already fairly solid in your business and which ones need some attention. Until then, take care and keep going, because what you're building is important. See you next time.